toward the beginning, there's like a, you tell kind of like a funny story about hiding under the Scorpion's limo. And so, I mean, where did that happen? How old were you? And how much would you say that contributed to your wanting to be a rock star?
That made me want to be one.
Right.
Well, let's see. When did that happen? I would say that happened right around 1982 and was 81, 82. Where the Scorpions, Iron Maiden, and Girl School were playing at the Heck Edmondson Pavilion in Seattle.
Oh, okay.
And my friend Danny and I had gotten kind of backstage. We snuck through the trucks. It was a little easier to get back there somehow. And I had just gotten right close to the limousine and got right underneath it because I was pretty small.
Uh-huh.
And they came running out right at that time. And I jumped out and I had my poster and I think I scared the bass player, Francis Bull Schultz.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, no. And then Klaus is like, oh yeah. And so Klaus, the singer, signed my poster and gave me a half glass of champagne in a keg cup. So my friend Danny and I shared that back. I think we were maybe 14 or 15. So
uh-huh.
It was 80, 81. Maybe even younger than that.
That's awesome.
But, hiding. But I think, you know, at that time, I've been playing bands since I was 11. So I that's what I wanted to do. And that was probably just gave me another... a whole other aspect of it goes, okay, now I really want to do it, you know.
Uh-huh.
It was just such an odd thing to be a part of it. I remember being quite excited about it.
Uh-huh. And at the same time, it's like, you know, since I've been covering you guys, you always seem like the guy who's, like, most connected with the fans. You know, I see you on stage, like, kind of waving to people in the fan club section and all that stuff. I mean, did that experience, I imagine, probably contributed to your, like, you know, wanting to, like, hang out with fans and kind of connect them.
I try to get a connection. I don't necessarily hang out that much. I mean, but I will see them, you know, and I'll talk. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I will talk to fans as they come up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I have kind of always been that way. And I think it's because I was that way with that experience, or, you know, the day before I was down at the hotel trying to meet the Scorpion, or excuse me, meet Iron Maiden. Actually, the day after I met Iron Maiden up on the Ave. So I would go to the hotels to meet Def Leppard or Iron Maiden, all the metal bands, Motorhead, and I was one of those guys. So I understand that kind of philosophy, and I've always liked, you know, I was like Paul Stanley and like those guys that, and Rick Nielsen, I like guys that, I'm going to the 70s, but this is like early guys that kind of had some kind of a rapport with the crowd, you know, and I feed off of that. I feed off of their energy too. I get a little disconnected if I don't watch it. I mean, I can go into the band world and we're all on our thing, and that's great. And then I go back to, and I get to feed off of the fans' energy.